Hello, I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about the upcoming elections. To begin and to make sure we have representation of all ages, what is the year of your birth?
2004.
Thank you very much. And do you have a registered voter at home that I can speak with?
I'm registered to vote.
Okay, thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm male.
Thank you. You said your date of birth?
November 8, 2005.
2005, thank you. Now, what is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I'm graduating high school in a month, so high school.
Okay, thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
If that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African?
I'm African American and I'm Filipino.
I'm Filipino, thank you. Let me just... Thank you. Now, once again, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
No, I'm registered.
And as you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50? Will you probably not vote? Or will you definitely not vote?
I'm more likely to vote.
And so is that a probably 50-50?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
Like a 9.
Like a 9. And how much power do you feel that your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
Around 6.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to 2. Is it student loan forgiveness, voting rights and democracy, cost of living and inflation, racism and discrimination, abortion, the Israel-Palestine conflict, criminal justice reform and or police violence, healthcare, jobs and the economy, crime and violence, immigration or climate change?
The Pakistani thing and the first one.
The first one, student loan forgiveness?
Yeah.
Thank you. Now, we'd like to you to rate how you feel about some people or in some groups, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. And if you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please just let me know. The first one is Donald Trump.
What was the options? Like 10 is good?
0 is very cold and unfavorable, 5 is neutral, and 10 is very warm and favorable.
10.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
Joe Biden and I.
Mm-hmm. On a scale of a 0 to 10?
Oh, you said like on a scale from 0 to 10, Joe Biden?
Yes.
Oh, like a 3.
Thank you. The next one is Democrats in Congress. On a scale from 0 to 10?
Oh, shit, I'm thinking you're going to say the names. Like, font.
Like, how much?
Like a five.
Like five, thank you. Then we have Hakeem Jeffries.
Five.
Kamala Harris.
Nine.
Republicans in Congress.
Nine.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Joe Biden, a third party or an independent candidate? Are you undecided or would you not vote?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if you had to choose, for whom would you vote in the 2024 elections for president? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Then the Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, are you undecided or would you not vote?
I wouldn't vote.
You will not vote?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Thank you. Now, when it comes to the campaign promises that President Biden made to black people during the 2020 election, would you say that he has kept all his promises, kept most of his promises, kept some of his promises, kept few of his promises, or not kept any of his promises?
Kept few of his promises.
Thank you. And would you be more or less likely to support a candidate for Congress who had each of the following priorities or traits? Or would it make no difference? The first one is grow the economy.
It makes a difference, like the good one.
Okay. And do you feel that that is somewhat more likely to support or much more likely to support?
Much more likely to support.
Thank you. The next one is, looks out for people like me.
Much likely to support.
Brings down prices and makes cost of living more affordable.
Much more likely to support.
Defends democracy.
You say defends democracy?
Yes, defends democracy.
Most likely support.
Thank you. The next one is, wants to build black wealth.
Oh, most likely support.
Secures the border.
Mm-hmm. Most likely is support.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, puts people over politics.
Yeah, most likely support.
Thank you very much. Now, for each of the following priorities or traits, please rate how well you think it describes Democrats in Congress on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means it describes Democrats in Congress extremely well, 5 means it describes them somewhat well, and 0 means that it does not describe them well at all. The first one on the list is honest and ethical.